Now to President Trump. So let's talk about this. Alex Jones, the team at InfoWars, reporting that Trump will surrender to prosecutors this week instead of being arrested. Again, this coming from InfoWars with an exclusive confirming Trump in talks with the New York prosecutor to turn himself in next week. This was over the weekend reporting on this. He'll be fingerprinted, mugshot taken, which will be plastered all over the media. And he will go to prison. Will he get bail? That's the question. Will he be out, be able to post bail? There's a number of reports that say that they will not do that, that the judge in this case would not allow him to be posting bail because, according to reports, he could incite another January 6th, according to these reports. Would be unbelievable. And the question then this afternoon is, would the United States descend into civil war? And that's what we're hearing. Over the past few months, we've heard calls of this. Like if President Trump is arrested, if they go after him in this way, that the United States would be ripped in half and descend into civil war. And I don't know. I don't know if I buy that, but what do you think?
Well, think that if it was like they had legitimate reasons for this, that there would be justification for people getting upset if it were real. But I don't know. They took some felonies and turned them into misdemeanors, and then what they're getting him on is a misdemeanor that was somehow turned into a felony. I don't understand how that happened. So it's like that kind of thing that's going to charge the base. It's like these nefarious little things they're doing. If it was legitimate and they could prove it and they had lots of evidence, I think people would understand.
Yes. I think the thing that brings me any comfort, because I'm afraid of it, not because I'm a fan of President Trump or I think that anybody is against the law, but we have seen above the law, right? But we have seen many types of campaign contributions that have gone unnoticed on one side and are then put under a microscope on another. And both of them should be wrong. The story that we had this morning and out of the New York Times about the Iran hostage crisis and how the Reagan administration sort of asked the government of Iran for the favor of holding the hostages until the election. That is campaign contribution. We see how these things are not so cut and dry and how there may be a political appetite to take this one person down. And that should be scary to everyone, even if you don't like Donald Trump. And I feel very terrified about what it could do to a democracy. And I feel like I feel emotional about it.
I do, too. I'm scared. I'll be honest with you. I think it's a terrifying prospect, regardless of how you feel about Trump. Like it's not to me, it's more of like a symbol. It's the symbolism of it right now.
But we should have this idea that, well, then he'll get a trial. And the trial would be fair. And those are things that I feel shaky about saying out loud now.
Yeah.
Because we don't see fair trials. We just were looking at the January 6th trials where so many people did not get to present an ample amount of evidence. We should have a confidence in the system that he will get his day in court, which was one of the things the Bob Mueller investigation really grappled with is, would he ever get a fair trial while he was in office? And now that he's not, will he get a fair trial? And I can't say that with a full confidence, and I would like to.
I can't imagine that we will. We have Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, coming out saying that this judge is crooked and is doing this for political reasons. So you literally have the Speaker of the House slamming the judge in this case. And so, again, he hasn't been arrested as of this moment, but this could happen any moment, and we don't exactly sure when. PJ Media, Robert Spencer at PJ Media is reporting that it might be a few more days before this happens, as prosecutors are going to be interviewing one more witness this afternoon on Monday. We don't know, right? I mean, we could see this, right? PJ Media saying, hold everything. Now Trump will likely not be arrested at least on Tuesday, according to Robert Spencer. So maybe we'll see this later in the week. I don't know.
I mean, we can hold up many examples. For instance, the Iran hostage crisis that we just spoke about. We can talk about the Hunter Biden laptop story that was suppressed in advance of the Biden election. We can talk about these are all campaign contributions, which is what the argument that was made was, that this is information that the public had a right to that was suppressed in order to benefit one candidate. No one was punished. for the Hunter Biden laptop story, and that was arguably a campaign contribution. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, remember also during the Clinton campaign, there was blatant use of her super PAC with the DNC and stuff. And that was like, it was reported, highly reported, and just ignored. And that's illegal as well. So yeah, and they're going to go look at super PACs?
And we learned, like, I mean, a few months ago, we learned that, like, the Hillary Clinton campaign, as it relates to this, the Steele dossier, ended up just paying a fine for, like, creating the Steele dossier. Like, just paid a fine. Really? Oh, so let me just be clear about the double standard here in this, right? Again, regardless of your politics, like, I think both parties are corrupt, Republicans and Democrats. That's why there's 100 million Americans that do not vote for either party, because they recognize both of these parties are corrupt, right? So we know that. But when you know that the office is being used for political reasons to root out and go against political foes, using the FBI in that way, using the Justice Department in that way, to go after your foes and to silence them, to block them. And the argument with Trump, too, is that this could be used as a cudgel to keep him from raising any kind of money. Because now, unlike in 2020, now there's other candidates that are going to run. He was the incumbent. Now he's not the incumbent anymore. And so that means that will the Republican National Committee throw money at a candidate that's risky because he could be behind bars? Or are they going to be able to spread that money around to DeSantis and other people? And this is a strategy that some are saying is being used not necessarily to actually keep him in prison, but to shake up his money. There, he will not have the war chest that he once had. And this is an effort to undermine a campaign for in 2024 against Biden or Democrats by taking his money right out from underneath them in this way.
Yes, or will he become a Lula da Silva and sort of have a Cinderella story, was indicted for something and then now comes back from it in order to make him stronger?
Here's the thing with Trump. I'm just going to say this, guys. I don't think the deep state will not allow him to be president again. They will not allow him to be president. They didn't allow. I think they were absolutely influential. We saw it in the last election with him. They do not want him to be president. They don't want him undermining the Justice Department. They don't want, you know, calling out the Justice Department. They don't want him, like, ending foreign wars, which he was arguably pushing towards. It was one of the big reasons why they went against him.
Yes.
So I just do not think the deep state wants him. And I'm not saying I'm any kind of Trump supporter. I'm just saying I don't believe that they want him in there. They're going to do everything they can to figure out ways to keep him from getting in.
And the one thing I do feel strongly about is, had Trump stayed in office, we would not have this situation in Ukraine. He was not pushing for NATO expansion.
For sure.
And so for that reason alone is one reason to sort of trip him up.
Hundreds of thousands of people are now dead in Ukraine as a result of this mess. But, you know, Trump expanded the drone program under that President Obama put in place. So, you know, this is not like
he
a guy that's
assassinated an Iranian general.
Yeah, this is not a guy that's walking on roses. You know, like Trump is, like, you know, showering with rose petals falling all over him. Like, he's the peacemaker. No, he's done, like, there's plenty of, if you're anti-war, then you're not celebrating the guy in that way, right? But to your point about Ukraine, this wouldn't have happened.
Authoritarian. He just did a speech, and I did a video on it, that he's calling for a federal stop and frisk for police officers. That's a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons people should be, like, looking at this guy. But you're right. He did do a lot of things that were good. But also remember, when he said something about locking Hillary Clinton up, that was like a media hellfire storm for saying it.
Yeah.
And now you actually have a side going after a president.
But you remember when he was president, when they asked him about Hillary Clinton, the email server and all of that, and what he said in response, like, do you still want her locked up? And he's like, let it go. Like, mm-hmm. Don't go after her. Like, don't use the we're not going to have, like, put our Justice Department on it, like, going after her, like, viciously. Like, we got it. Like, let's move on. Like, right. That was his response to it.
Yeah.
Quite a different time now at the Justice Department. I just want to say this because, you know, Michael Cohen was on the Al Sharpton show. I mean, there's something slimy about watching anything that Al Sharpton does, including this. I mean, he interviewed Trump's old attorney, convicted felon, Michael Cohen, who says the evidence is irrefutable that Trump broke the law. Now, of course, he has absolute axe to grind here, right? Mm-hmm. He was sentenced to 3 years. He only ended up serving like a year because of the COVID pandemic. They let him out. He wrote a book called Revenge. So you know where his, you know where he's coming from on
sure.
this. But the point is, he says the evidence he sees is irrefutable. But then you have Michael Avenatti, who was Stormy Daniels' attorney, who's now behind bars, says that he thinks this case against Trump is incredibly flimsy. So literally,
and he's the one who brought it.
He's the one who brought it. That's literally Stormy Daniels' like attorney is now behind bars. The whole thing feels dirty, right? But here you have Michael Avenatti saying that this thing is flimsy. Michael Cohen saying it's irrefutable. So, wow, I know, it's just crazy. I need a shower after seeing these guys.
Do you know how it went from a misdemeanor to a felony? Does anybody know how that happened? Did you read that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And we don't even know what the charges are. Like, we're just still all waiting to find out exactly what is the indictment. We don't even know what the indictment. So any sort of speaking about it right now is all hypothetical.
Well, he was named as person A, I believe, in Michael Cohen's indictment. Which I recall, which again had to do with the checks, how the checks were written,
right,
and how it was kept and how it was like communicated in order to keep it from the press.
Yeah. So hiding it as a hush money payment, hiding it. Do the American people have a right to know that this money as part of a campaign contribution or part of a campaign, the American people should have had a right to know that this hush money was paid to Stormy Daniels?
Yeah.
In the same way that, in the same way that we should have known about a Hunter Biden laptop that was kept from us.
Right.
It was suppressed.
Which we've seen the emails now from the FBI to Twitter for why to do it. That arguably is a campaign finance contribution.
So let me just wrap it up with this point on the Civil War issue, right? It's a real interesting moment. Like the President of the United States gets indicted, arguably arrested, gets mugshots taken. What happens? Like, what do you guys think happens? Do you think that this country is ripped apart along class lines? I mean, is that what we're going to see? Or is it going to be states? Like, we're going to see fire in the streets in Republican states? Or I don't know. I can't wrap my head around how exactly. It's not going to look like the 1961 or 1861 Civil War, you know, Mason-Dixon line. Like, you know, you're not going to see a Civil War in that way. So what will it happen in neighborhood and neighborhood across the country, right? Is that what's going to happen? People are going to rise up, or have they moved on beyond this and they're kind of sick of the show?
I don't know. Ideally we get a trial, but even if we do get a trial and it's sort of presented in a fair way, there's no way we're all going to agree on what's fair and what do you think, Philip?
Oh, I mean, maybe I'm just being an optimist, but like what I hope comes of it is it sets a precedence where we start jailing corrupt politicians and then we just keep right on going. Because, I mean, ultimately that has to happen. Yeah. And it just like all of the incumbents. I mean, you could probably find something indictable on almost every person in Congress.
Yeah, it'd be
There's
great.
Just too much corruption.
It'd be great if we could just clean house with all of these people.
All of them,
right?
Yeah,
and not just start with Trump, but literally go through the entire West Wing and go through Congress and, you know, start with Nancy Pelosi and her stock tips and
the Biden Chinese money story that came out over the weekend, which was complicated, and we sort of went through it in the newsletter on Friday. There's plenty here. It cannot be just one side that's held their feet to the fire.
Yeah.
You know, what happened here is not right. The American public did have a right to know about this, although arguably it was just after the Access Hollywood tape, so no one would have been surprised by it, and he may not have changed the outcome of the election in the same way we had the right to know about the Hunter Biden laptop story, in the same way that the Iranian hostages should have been negotiated on Jimmy Carter's watch. There's plenty of this to go around. Let's hold them all to account. But we absolutely should. It should give us a renewed faith in our legal system as well, if we are able to see a fair trial and see, people on the left held to similar standards.
Thank you so much for watching this segment here at Redacted. We are live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, trying to share the stories that the mainstream media will not cover. You should also come over and join our community of Redacted Rebels over at redacted.inc. That's our private locals community where we can share exclusive content that we simply cannot share here on YouTube. Come over and join the rebellion together right now by going to redacted.inc. We'll see you next time.